This is Dr. Mejia, the for the patient Francisco Vega, medical records 148636, third birth 121-1993, referring physician. It's the self-procedure performed AGD, secondary procedure biopsy, set of the procedure February 18, 2022. Indications, nausea, vomiting, heartburn, dysphagia, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, diffuse gastritis, number 2, ulcer at the distal esophagus, number 3, moderate-sized hiatal hernia, paraphragm, deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum, complications non-immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, paraphragm, other procedures for HED template, paraphragm, findings, otofinus, apionoma, paraphragm, esophagus, there's erythema and erosions with clean base ulceration of about 1 centimeter, ulcer in the distal esophagus, paraphragm, multiple biopsies were taken, paraphragm, there's moderate-sized hiatal hernia present, paraphragm, stomach, there's diffuse erythema in the anterior body, biopsy taken right radish pylori, paraphragm, biopsies are also taken from proximal distal and mid-esophagus, like eosinophilic esophagitis, paraphragm. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum. Crulax celiac disease, paraphragm. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Number 5, we'll start a patient on protonis following Megan's twice a day period. Paragraph, we will recommend the patient will repeat an EGD in 6 to 8 weeks to document esophageal ulcer healing for reevaluation of various esophagus period. End of dictation.